It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast.
Tom and Loggy.
Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
So the world said goodbye to Prince Philip over the weekend, and it was a funeral that we'd not seen before as far as the royal family are concerned, because it was so tiny. And it was that photo of the Queen sitting by herself that everyone's seen. So sad, you know what I mean? Like, whether whatever you think about the royal family or whatever, to see a woman whose hubby, so she's had for the majority of her life, passed, and her being there by herself.
Yeah, it's not nice.
No, it's not nice at all.
She's everyone's nana.
Right? So anyway, I was actually interested in the fact that they used the Royal Vault, because this is the first time I've heard of the Royal Vault and I had no idea what it was.
I mean, it makes sense that there is one, because where do you keep the royal jewels?
No, no. Well, this is a bit different. This is like the tomb
where they keep the dead ones.
Well, yeah. Well, Prince Philip becomes the 25th person who is kept on the grounds. And basically, for the first time ever in history, they showed it. So I didn't actually catch any of the – I've just seen the highlights, kind of real
or whatever.
But if you saw it, you would have seen that his coffin was being lowered into the ground of the church, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And that has been televised for the first time. No one has ever seen how this works before.
Right.
They knew the Royal Vault was there,
but
they didn't know what happens.
Sounds quite groundbreaking.
Well done.
Thank you.
So anyway, so it is like a tomb, basically, under the church. So what happens is that his coffin is lowered down and then it goes like on a conveyor belt underneath, and then it gets placed there. And apparently it's going to be held there in that tomb. Like, obviously someone, I don't know where they then pick it up and then they place it, you know, where it needs to go.
Yeah.
But that's how it gets downstairs and then on conveyor belt.
It's like when kegs get delivered to the pub.
Well, kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of like that. Anyway, then they're actually going to keep him there until the Queen passes away, and then they're expected to be buried together at the Royal Burial Ground on Frogmore Estate, which is close to Windsor Castle.
Okay, because as I was going to say, if they're like, what, 25, 26 of them there now, like, how do they budget for that space?
And well, that's nothing, though. That's like hardly – that's not a lot. I mean, it does go back to – it was created for George III, who died in 1820.
Sure, okay.
Right? So – The last person that was placed there was Princess Augusta, Duchess of Cambridge, the grandmother of Queen Mary, in 1930.
Oh.
And now he's in there.
What happened
so
to
there's
the Queen
a number
Mother?
The
Queen Mother, she...
The Queen Mother is buried... Oh, where is she buried again?
But did she not go through
the Queen
this?
Mother is... She was moved to the George VI Memorial Chapel.
Okay.
I believe with Princess Margaret, who died in 2002.
So you're going to say the George Foreman grill.
Oh, my God, Tom.
Not cremated.
Tom.
No.
She was cremated.
Was she?
Yes.
Okay.
Princess Margaret.
Did she not go through the processing facility, though, that is the vault?
I'm not sure. The follow-up questions are not,
not helpful.
I'm telling you here that this is what happens with the Royal Vault, okay? So just in case you heard that term and you're wondering what happens, that's what happens, okay? It goes in the floor and goes down in a conveyor belt and then gets placed basically in hold.
It's a storage space.
Kind of.
Holding.
Oh, God.
You're next to the table tennis table.
Oh, my God.
And the clothes horse, because where do you put them? Honestly, they don't fit anywhere.
I can't.
Tom and Loggy. Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955.
Let's do this.
Fest.
Best and fairest.
Best and fairest. Fest.
Beautiful.
That sounds less aggressive every time I hear it. I remember when you did it live in the studio, it was very
very angry.
Yeah.
Well, we've got the vision for that. We recorded that.
We do.
Yeah.
There's we're not also, much you don't get.
We're also selling that.
You are very good, Loggy. Very good.
Jono, now you guys run Xena Sports, which the protective vest for women's sports.
Yes. Breast and rib protection for anyone playing contact or collision sport.
Yep. And it's Xena with a Z. So it if you want to look that up online, do so. Do yourself a favour. But we thought a great way to kind of do the whole best and fairest thing, tie it in with your work in the vest industry.
Yes.
Is do the best and fairest. And so we've got some votes coming for round five.
Yeah, we have. So the Cats had a big win. We got a 3-2-1 today. Now, a man who's been ultra consistent this year, he's played extremely well down back for the Cats, Tommy Stewart, gets one vote for this week. He had 30 possessions on the weekend, which is massive for a defender. And look, he plays he's placed well every week, Tommy. He's probably leading the real best and fairest. Himself and Joel will be certainly right up there after 5 weeks for the Catters. So he gets one vote. Two votes goes to Sam Menengola, who played his best game for the Cats this year. He had 28 disposals, kicked two goals as well. So I like that, the fact that he plays out in the wing, controls that, but then also kicked a couple. And three votes goes to Brandon Parfitt.
Yeah,
I thought it was excellent yesterday. So he had 34 disposals, was very good in the first half of the game when it was tight and congested. I like that. I like when a player stands up early in the contest, and he certainly did that. So well done to Brandon Parfitt. His big challenge now is that was against North Melbourne. Now, this week against West Coast, Brandon needs to back it up. So I'd love next Monday to be going another couple of votes to Brandon and get him up there on the leaderboard, although three votes puts him pretty close to the lead. But anyway, it's good. It's tight at the top.
Yeah, so round five, we're still in that zone where you can put yourself in the top couple just by having a best on ground performance, getting three votes. But the leaderboard at the moment, as you said, probably reflects the best and fairest in real life too. Tommy Stewart and Joel Selwood both on four. And then tied on three votes is Zach Toohey, Cam Guthrie and Brendan Parfitt. So here we go. So have we worked out a prize?
Not yet.
Are you gonna bedazzle one of your vests?
Mm-hmm. We might have to do something.
Yeah. Yeah, for
gold
sure.
Gold plated or something.
Get the hot glue gun out. And
hot glue gun.
I bet the boys are really talking about it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they're going to start when we mention it to them.
So when they hear about it eventually.
No, don't worry. It's in the background. It's just bubbling away nicely.
Yes. Yeah.
Don't worry.
Tom and Log. Tom and Loggy's podcast. K-Rock 955.
I was very excited because I actually every year say, I'm going to go to the comedy festival. And then a lot of years pass and I kind of forget. Miss Goosey.
Yeah.
And my friend texted me last week and she is like, hey, do you want to go see Judith Lucy's new show? So we're massive Judith Lucy fans.
Yes, yeah.
And every time she has a gig on, we go and see it. It's our little tradition.
Yep.
Right? So we went to see her on Saturday. It was would you class 5 p.m. as a matinee?
No, matinee is like 1-2 p.m., I think.
It was a late matinee.
Okay.
So, and it was about her new book and everything, and she was in conversation with Kaz Cook. So it was quite cute. The two of them were up there with couches and, you know, there was question time and stuff. Anyway, it was great. But it was kind of a whirlwind of stuff going on.
Okay.
So my friend and I picked her up. And we went to Melbourne. And when I say we went to Melbourne, we actually went to Melbourne, Tom, just
to the
so
CBD.
You're aware. We went to the CBD.
Okay, right.
So I picked her up from her house in Werribee. We went on to Melbourne. We got caught in a bit of traffic. And so we were running a little bit late. And that's always good, isn't it? When you've got a show and you know, anyway.
Barely any pressure and you've paid money for the tickets too. They're not going to hold the show for you.
No, they're not. It was at the Comedy Theatre.
Yes.
Right? So near the top of town or whatever. Anyway, and then so we found a parking bay and we went in there and there was a sign out the front and it was like, some parking and reserve parking. We're like, yeah, sweet. Went in there and then it was one of those tiny, tiny car parks, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So you're going down and around and I haven't parked my new car in a tiny car park before, right?
Sure.
So I was like, oh, da, da, da. Anyway, we get all the way to the bottom. There's like 5 minutes before the show and the guy's like, oh, no, you can't park here. It's just for hotel guests. And then my friend's like, oh. And he's like, yeah, sorry, yeah. And I just went into action and I'm like, please, we've got tickets to a show. We're only going to be an hour, I promise. We're only going to be an hour. We're going to be late. Please let us park here. And he's like, oh, you'll only be an hour? And I'm like, yes. He's like, fine, you can park here.
Wow.
I'm so proud of myself.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what came over me, but I was like, I got to see Judith. I've got to be there.
Yeah.
Right?
So we park there, and because it's all double parked and everything.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
And he's like, you're going to have to leave me your keys and stuff. And that's a whole another anxious issue for me. I'll get to another time.
Yeah.
But so I parked, and then he's like, no, you got to get close to the pole. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to. Anyway, so we finally get there. We go upstairs. We're in the line. Okay. And then the line, other people were waiting. So we're like, okay, cool, cool, cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Then the lights start flashing, and they're like, oh, get to your seats now. Get to your seats now.
Yeah.
And then so we go to our seats and we sit down. And then there was there were people selling drinks right out the front of where the seats are. So there was the bar or the little drink station. And my mate's like, I'm going to go get us a wine each. Yeah. Okay. And I'm like, all right.
Need to calm down.
Anyway, then the lights went off or they went a bit dark and I was like, okay, it's going to start soon. And then someone's like, you're in our seats.
Oh, no.
So I'm like, oh, my God. So my friend's getting drinks, right?
Yeah.
I'm in these people's seats.
Yeah.
So I'm waiting in the aisle like, okay, what do I do, right?
She's going to come back and it's going to be different people in the seat.
Right? So I go out and she's having trouble with the bar people because they're so slow. You know when people, it's like, you don't be in that job if you're slow on service, right? You go bang, bang, bang.
Yeah.
Anyway, and then we run to go, it's starting. We hear the, and then the lady closes the curtain. She's like, no, you can't. Sorry, there's a 5-minute lockout period now. You can't go in there.
Oh.
And we're like, our seats are right there. Like, we're right at the back. Our seats are right there. They're like, she's like, no, no.
Oh,
so we're like, all right. So we wait.
Yeah.
Right? And we're waiting. We're looking at her like, let us in. Right. We're waiting. Then finally, she lets other people go through. So I said, oh, let's just go.
Yeah.
So we went in. And then someone was in our seats.
Oh.
And the security. So I was like, I tapped the lady. I'm like, oh, excuse me. I think you're in the wrong seat. And the security guard's like, excuse me. And like pushed us back outside. Like we were creating a ruckus. I was so embarrassed.
Yeah.
And then the people were in our seats incorrectly and they had to go in the dark back onto the other side.
Oh, to find their seats.
And we finally got there and we sat down.
And the show ended.
And then the show ended. It was a wild ride. It was a really good show.
Do you know, the thing that surprises me the most about that story is that you didn't end up paying for a night's accommodation just to get the car parked. That is something you would do.
Oh, Tom and Long. K-Rock.